Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, Describing a Person with a Special Talent. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about people in our lives, including those with unique abilities. One common topic is, describe a person who has a special talent. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the task. Before we dive into sample answers, it's crucial to understand what the examiners are looking for when they ask you to describe a person with a special talent. They want to assess your ability to speak fluently and coherently about a specific individual, use a range of vocabulary related to skills and talents, employ varied grammatical structures, organize your thoughts logically. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions related to talents and skills. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question: do you have any special talents? Band 6-7 answer: well, I'd say I'm quite good at cooking. I can whip up a tasty meal even with limited ingredients. It's something I've enjoyed doing since I was young. Band 8-9 answer: I'd like to think that I have a knack for languages. I'm currently fluent in 3 languages, and I'm in the process of learning a 4th. It's not just about memorizing vocabulary. I find that I can pick up on nuances and idioms quite quickly, which really helps me immerse myself in different cultures. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Sample cue card. Describe a person who has a special talent. You should say who this person is, what their special talent is, how you know about this talent, and explain why you think this talent is special. Band 67. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my friend Sarah, who has an incredible talent for painting. Sarah is a colleague of mine at work, and I discovered her talent when I visited her home for a dinner party. Sarah's special talent is creating lifelike portraits using watercolors. What amazes me is how she can capture not just the physical features, but also the essence and emotions of her subjects. Her paintings are so realistic that they almost look like photographs. I first learned about Sarah's talent when I saw some of her artwork displayed in her living room. I was stunned by the quality and asked her about them. She modestly explained that painting was just a hobby she enjoyed in her free time. I think this talent is special because it's not something that can be easily learned. Sarah has a natural eye for detail and color, and the ability to transfer what she sees onto paper with such precision is truly remarkable. Her talent allows her to create beautiful, lasting memories for people, which I find incredibly valuable. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd be delighted to share with you about my former professor, Dr. Emily Chen, who possesses an extraordinary talent for simplifying complex scientific concepts. Dr. Chen is an astrophysicist at our local university, and her exceptional gift lies in her ability to break down intricate theories about the universe into easily digestible explanations for the general public. She has this uncanny knack for using everyday analogies to illustrate mind-boggling concepts like black holes or quantum mechanics. I became aware of her talent during my undergraduate studies when I attended her public lectures. It was astounding to witness how she could captivate an audience of varying educational backgrounds, keeping them on the edge of their seats with her engaging explanations and vivid examples. What makes Dr. Chen's talent truly special, in my opinion, is its far-reaching impact. By bridging the gap between complex scientific knowledge and public understanding, she's igniting curiosity and inspiring a new generation of potential scientists. Her ability to demystify the cosmos not only educates, but also fosters a sense of wonder about our universe. In today's world, where scientific literacy is crucial, Dr. Chen's talent is invaluable in promoting public engagement with science and critical thinking. Follow-up questions. How did you feel when you first discovered this person's talent? Do you think special talents are innate or can be developed? Band 6-7 answer for question 1. I was really impressed when I first saw Sarah's paintings. It was surprising to see such skill from someone I knew, mainly in a professional context. Band 8-9 answer for question 1. I was absolutely awestruck when I first experienced Dr. Chen's talent. Her ability to illuminate complex concepts left me feeling both enlightened and inspired. It was a paradigm shift in my understanding of how scientific knowledge could be communicated. Band 6 to 7, answer for question 2. I think it's a bit of both. Some people seem to have natural abilities, but practice and dedication are also important to develop any skill to a high level. Band 8-9, answer for question 2. In my view, it's a nuanced interplay between innate predisposition and dedicated cultivation. While some individuals may possess a natural aptitude in certain areas, I believe that consistent, deliberate practice and a growth mindset are crucial in honing these initial tendencies into exceptional talents. It's the synergy of inherent ability and persistent effort that often leads to remarkable proficiency. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Sample questions and answers. Examiner: do you think society places too much emphasis on talent rather than hard work? Band 6-7 answer. I think there's definitely a tendency to focus more on talent, especially in the media. We often hear about natural geniuses or child prodigies, which can make it seem like success is all about innate ability. However, I believe hard work is just as important, if not more so. Many successful people have achieved great things through dedication and practice, not just natural talent. Band 8-9, answer. That's an intriguing question that delves into the heart of how we perceive success and achievement. While there's no denying the allure of natural talent, I believe our society has developed a somewhat skewed perspective that often overshadows the critical role of perseverance and diligence. The media's predilection for sensationalizing overnight successes and innate geniuses has perpetuated a myth that undermines the value of hard work. This narrative can be detrimental, potentially discouraging individuals who don't see themselves as naturally gifted. However, if we look closer at most success stories, we'll find that relentless effort and unwavering dedication are the true cornerstones of achievement. Even those blessed with natural aptitudes must cultivate their skills to reach their full potential. I believe a more balanced approach is necessary, one that acknowledges the role of innate abilities while emphasizing the transformative power of hard work, resilience, and continuous learning. This shift in perspective could foster a more inclusive and motivating environment, encouraging individuals to pursue their passions regardless of their initial skill level. Examiner: how can schools better support students in developing their talents? Band 6-7, answer. I think schools can do more to help students develop their talents. They could offer a wider range of extracurricular activities so students have more opportunities to discover and pursue their interests. Also, teachers could be trained to identify and nurture students' unique abilities. Personalized learning plans might be helpful too, allowing students to spend more time on subjects they excel in. Band 8-9. Answer. Schools play a pivotal role in talent development, and I believe there are several strategic approaches they could adopt to better support their students in this regard. Firstly, implementing a more holistic curriculum that goes beyond traditional academic subjects could be transformative. This might include integrating arts, technology, entrepreneurship, and other diverse fields into the core learning experience, broadening the spectrum of talents that can be discovered and nurtured. Secondly, schools could foster a more individualized learning environment. This might involve leveraging advanced educational technologies to create adaptive learning paths that cater to each student's unique strengths and interests. Such an approach could help identify latent talents that might otherwise go unnoticed in a one-size-fits-all system. Moreover, schools could forge stronger partnerships with local communities, businesses, and institutions. This could provide students with real-world exposure and mentorship opportunities, allowing them to explore and refine their talents in practical settings. Lastly, I believe there's a need to redefine our notion of talent itself within educational settings. By cultivating a growth mindset and emphasizing the value of effort, persistence, and continuous improvement, schools can help students recognize and develop talents they might not have initially considered. By implementing these strategies, schools can create a more nurturing ecosystem that not only identifies but actively cultivates the diverse talents of their student body, preparing them more effectively for the challenges and opportunities of the future. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Knack for noun, a special skill or aptitude. Pronunciation, neck. Example, she has a knack for solving complex problems. Exceptional, adjective, unusually good, outstanding. Pronunciation, example, his exceptional talent in mathematics was recognized early. To captivate, verb, to attract and hold the interest of. Pronunciation, captivate. Example, her performance captivated the entire audience. Innate, adjective, inborn, natural. Pronunciation, innit. Example, some believe musical ability is an innate talent. To cultivate, verb, to develop or improve by education or training. Pronunciation, cultive. Example, it's important to cultivate your skills through regular practice. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a person with a special talent, use a range of descriptive vocabulary to bring your description to life. Employ varied grammatical structures, including complex sentences. Speak fluently and coherently, organizing your ideas logically. Provide specific examples to support your points. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts, especially in Part 3. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your overall fluency and confidence. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, clarity, and the ability to express your thoughts articulately are crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guides on describing a person who has been a great support in your life and describing a new technology that has improved your daily life.